This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. As concerns over COVID-19 variants rise, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says getting both vaccine shots and a booster is the best way to defend against all variants.
So overall, people who have received boosters are 2.4 times less likely to be a COVID-19 case than vaccinated, and 9.7 times less likely to be a COVID-19 case than unvaccinated people.
The Omicron variant was detected in Boulder's wastewater, signifying Colorado's first case of community spread. RTD's board of directors voted last night to give the transit agency CEO a $19,000 raise. Here's RTD board chair Angie Rivera Malpiedi on CEO Deborah Johnson's work since taking over a year ago.
I have been privileged to sit next to her in meeting after meeting, and she is incredibly articulate and an expert in her field. And I think we are all very, very fortunate to have such a strong leader.
Johnson will now earn more than $330,000 a year. That is significantly more than heads of Denver International Airport and the State Department of Transportation. Canyon City has given final approval to a rezoning request that will allow new development at the historic Holy Cross Abbey property. The plan includes more than 850 residences, ranging from apartments to so-called estate homes, along with commercial, retail, and open spaces. The 187-acre site once housed a monastery and Catholic school. Currently, there's a winery, event center, and offices, plus other residential and commercial uses. The approval requires the historic building to be preserved. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for hanging out with us today. We are kicking off here and now in just a bit. In 20 minutes, we'll learn about some Starbucks locations who are on the cusp of forming a union.